Good morning, family and friends. Good Sunday morning to you. This is Michelle with Sunday Mornings with Michelle. And as I lay here and think about the goodness of the Lord on this beautiful Sunday morning, before the new day has dawned, before there's any activity in the earth that I know about, obviously there's something going on. But God is going on because He's moving by His Spirit and He's moving in all the earth. And as I think about the goodness of the Lord, as the Lord is speaking to my heart, I want to deal with a very delicate and very tender subject that all of us are familiar with and all of us have to deal with at some point in our lives. It's a subject that we're never prepared to deal with when it actually comes our way. But then we encounter what someone else has just encountered, whether a neighborhood friend or a relative, distant relative, or someone in the news media, or wherever or whenever or however it may be, we have to deal with this matter of death. So go with me in the spirit as we deal with it and look at the Savior and the beauty of our Heavenly Father, the presence of Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, in the book of Genesis. And let's talk about the subject of death. First, a word of prayer on this beautiful Sunday morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we arise to a brand new day, we want to thank you for keeping us through the night. We want to thank you for watching over us and providing for us that tender, loving care and security and peace that only you can provide. We thank you, O God, for our down sitting and our uprising. We thank you, Lord, that you have been Lord in our lives and sovereign, a just and wonderful God, a righteous King. We thank you, O God, that you have been a wonderful Father, a Father who provides for us our every need, a Father who knows what we have need of, a Father who, before we even call you, you answer us and you bring to pass and show great and mighty things that we can't even imagine or even think. You give us the desires of our hearts as we delight ourselves in thee. So on this beautiful Sunday morning, as we awaken to not even the dawn of this new day, but the pre-dawn hours, we thank you, O God, for who you are. We thank you, O God, for everything that you're doing and all the plans that you have for your children today. Let us walk in peace and safety. Let us walk with that light shining in the midst of darkness. And be that light on the pathway of those, O God, who don't know you. These sojourners, these travelers in the earth realm, who don't know the day or the hour that they will be confronted with death. But God, you know. And I pray for everyone with whom I have to do, that you would drive that spirit away from our loved ones and our friends. Accept it be your perfect will and your perfect time. But let none leave this life without knowing you. Father, I ask these things in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it. Amen. So as I was awakened this morning, the Lord began to deal with me about how Jesus, who is the high priest of our life, the Word of God says he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, that he has been tempted in all points just like we have been, and yet he didn't sin. I see a picture of him in the spirit as he's dealing with the death of his friend Lazarus. And there's something really, really special about the encounter in the Gospels of Jesus when he first learns that Lazarus is sick. He did not respond. He did not go to his bedside. He did not go to comfort Mary and Martha. In fact, Jesus did not even come to see about his friends until 4 days after Lazarus had been entombed, 4 days after he died. There are some things that we won't understand about how the Savior responds when we're going through a challenge like this. But as the Lord began to show me the picture of Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus, there with his sisters, the Bible says that Jesus wept. He wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. He felt a pain in his heart, in his spirit, in his emotions, because he loved his friend Lazarus, and death had taken his friend away. I could hear Jesus in the spirit saying, "Oh, but death, yours is coming. Yours is coming. You just wait and see." And it did come, because on that third morning, Sunday morning, Jesus rose with all power in his hands, and he conquered death, hell, and the grave. But let me not get ahead of myself, because I'm talking about him at the tomb with Lazarus. That morning, even before the dawning of the day, and even as we think about the dawning of a new day, it could be the blackest of nights. No sign or sight of light coming from the sky. Even the stars are barely twinkling because there is no sun or moon visible. But then when that new day dawns and you begin to see the golden rays of the sun rise across the horizon, you see the flickering of those lights, the panoramic view, even the rainbow-like colors, the oranges and the blues and the other pinks, the yellows that are part of that sunrise. You see those lights reflected off the body of water where that sunrise is across the horizon. And slowly but surely, at the dawning of a brand new day, the sun rises in the strength. You can no longer look in that direction. You have to turn away. You may momentarily glance just to see the beauty of the light show, but you cannot stare, because it's really symbolic of you looking at the face of God. And you remember, Moses could not do that. He had to ask God to hide him in the cleft of the rock. And God would show him his hinder parts, because to look at him would be to be smitten to death. The sunrise, symbolic of the ending of death, the ending of night, the ending of that deep sleep where you have no control over anything. You are dead to the world. And then you rise. You rise again because God calls your name, because He touches you, because He breathes on you. And you take a fresh, brand new breath because your breath has been like a whisper during the night. It's been, the heartbeat has been slowed. The blood pressure has been lowered. You have been closer even to death than you realize. But it was not your time. God said, get up, get up, get up. You've got work to do in the earth realm. Your time is not yet. For the saints, death doesn't take us by surprise. God has prepared us for whatever the eventualities are, whatever the time is. He's prepared us. We don't know how we're prepared until we are confronted that moment, that day, that hour that we learn of the death of a loved one. But God does prepare His people. I think about the scriptures, the Old Testament patriarchs, how they had command and control over those times when God was calling them home, because God prepared them. From David, when he went on to be with the Lord, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they went on to be with the Lord, even from Moses, when he went on to be with the Lord, God told him he wasn't going into the promised land. He took him. His body was never found because God took him. Elijah, he went up in a chariot of fire. Joseph pulled his legs up into the bed and he went on to be with the Lord. I believe that was Joseph. In his last days, we see that God prepares His people. Death does not catch us by storm. And on this Sunday morning, I just want you to think about the fact that if you're dealing with the grief and the agony and the pain of losing a loved one, I want you to know that you are not alone. Go to the book of Genesis and you read about darkness upon the face of the waters, the deep, and how the Spirit of God brooded over those waters. Brooded, just like an animal or a hen that's brooding over its chicks, watching and carefully providing for. God brooded over the waters. He was in creation mode, Creator God, Elohim. He saw you and me in those waters. He saw the creation that He was about to call forth and create, starting with Adam. He saw earth and heaven as He wanted it to be, and He saw darkness passing away as He brooded over the waters. He saw me. And my friend, He saw you. And He took His divine creative time, 7 days, actually six, because He rested on the Sabbath. And He created the beauty of the world that we know right now. And He created the beauty of your soul. And your soul, my friend, my sister, my brother, you who feel worthless and even forgotten and forsaken, you who have been abused and neglected, you who are in war-torn countries, you who are suffering physically, He saw you there. He saw your agony, your suffering. He saw your pain. And He already had a plan that was going to be executed down through the ages. He saw his son at the tomb of Lazarus when he wept. He saw his son on the cross when he died. Death was dealt with even then. In the beginning, God dealt with this enemy called death, because death was represented in that darkness. And then God spoke. And everything that God created came to pass. Darkness fled. The sky and light and the sun and the moon and the stars were created. The earth was a place where it could be inhabited because the waters separated from the land, and land became a place where human life could live. And the waters became a place where the fishes could live, and all the wildlife could be a part of God's creation. Because he spoke these things into existence and dealt with the death that that darkness represented. Friend, I'm telling you today that God has already dealt with the death that you might be experiencing right now. The death of a loved one. He sees, he knows, he cares. The story of your friend, your loved one, your family member, your parent, your child was written before time became time, before the beginning of time. The Bible says that God spoke to Jeremiah and told him that before he was formed in his mother's womb, God knew him. And he ordained his life, his time, and his purpose. My friend, he did the same with you and with your loved one. We don't know the day or the hour that the Son of Man will come. We don't know the day or the hour that Jesus will come in the sky and rapture his church away. We don't know the day or the hour that death may come and visit our home, our neighborhood, our community. We don't know the day or the hour, even as we don't know the day or the hour that that child will be conceived. We as parents do our part, but we don't know the day or the hour that God speaks life into our womb and that life is formed. And just like we don't know the day or the hour of the beginning of life, we do not know the day or the hour of the end of our lives or the lives of those with whom we have to do. But what we do know is that nothing catches God off. He's never caught off guard. He's never scratching his head, wondering, oh, how did that happen? Oh, that one slipped by me. Nothing of that sort can or ever will happen because God is sovereign. He knows the beginning from the end. In fact, he is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. He's the way, the truth, and the life. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus, our shepherd, our Lord, who experienced death for us, who experienced life for us, who experienced the cross for us, who experienced dying a vicious, cruel death for us, so that when we experience death of a loved one, no matter how painful that issue may have been or is today, we have a God who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. A God that we can go to for comfort, for strength, for help, for healing, for companionship, a God that will never leave us and who will never forsake us. So, friend, on this early Sunday morning with Michelle, I say to you, arise. Rise up and walk. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is being revealed upon you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in this day. We will take up our bed of affliction, of grief, of sadness, of suffering, and we will walk in the name of Jesus. And we will face another day with the same boldness that Jesus did when those accusers came, that Roman army came to take him before Pilate. We will rise up and deal with what we know we have to deal with, the issue of death. And we will do it boldly because father and mother may forsake us, but God never will. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never fail. On that morning, creation morning, when Jehovah Elohim spoke this world into existence, part of the seas and the waters and the land, and created man and animals and all creeping things, that God, when he did what he did, he spoke today to you, to me, and he said, get up. You have more work to do. So I speak a word of comfort to you, and I say to you today, death has no power, because the Lord said, O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is removed from the household of the saint of God. Because the moment we leave this earth and go on to be with the Lord, we are immediately in his presence. And the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And all suffering and sighing is passing away. Because at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Be comforted, dear ones, if you're dealing with the death of a loved one, be comforted, for the Comforter has come, and he will walk with you, he will talk to you, he will strengthen you, he will minister to you, and as that scripture has said, weeping may endure for a night, but one day, that joy is going to come in the morning. God bless you today, my friends. God bless you wherever you may be. If you're dealing with the subject of death, know that God conquered it when he rose again from the grave over 2,000 years ago. On Easter Sunday morning, when we celebrate the resurrection of our Christ and our Lord and our Savior, your loved one will rise again. And if you go on to meet the Lord in the clouds because you know him in a personal, real way and you are saved, you're going to see that loved one again. Take comfort. Because soon and very soon, we all are going to see the King. God bless you today. A final word of prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father, I pray for all of my listeners. I especially pray for those who may not know you in this personal and real way, who do not know the Comforter, who do not know the Savior, who do not know Creator God, because they've never come to you confessing and forsaking their sins and believing that the Savior died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day with all power in his hands. Power over death, power over sin, sickness, and disease, power over Satan. He rose, he's alive, and he can live in you if you don't know him. I invite you to open up your heart to him now and ask him to come in. Ask him to forgive you, and the Savior will rise in you today. You will become a child of God, saved, delivered, and healed, made whole by the power of God. Father, I speak that life over every listener. I speak forgiveness and healing over every listener. I speak the comfort of the Holy Spirit over every listener. And I pray that you would break the power of death, of grief, of sadness over everyone impacted today. And that you would make this people whole, saved, born again, renewed, revived, refreshed, replenished, open their eyes to a brand new day, and let them walk in the Spirit and be comforted by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. And Father, I thank you for these blessings. And it is so. Amen and amen. Praise God, family, friends, loved ones, people maybe that I don't even know. This is Michelle on Mornings, Sunday Mornings, beautiful Sunday Mornings with Michelle. Have a blessed and glorious Sunday. Enjoy your worship services if you're going into the house of the Lord today. Enjoy your workplace if you have to be in that place today. Enjoy your time of retirement. Whatever you're doing, do it all to the glory of God. And enjoy your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. So until we meet again on the same platform and all the others where you may find Mornings with Michelle, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Public Radio, however you find your podcasts, tune in, write to me, and send me a message on the podcast. Tell me what God did for you today. I promise you I'll respond, and we will share, if you would like to do so, the testimony of the goodness of the Lord. Until then, continue to be blessed. Bye for now.